Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock when the Blitz takes over. You want to reach the show, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. That is the number. You can call us. You can text us. I do need to catch up on the text line. We were a little distracted in the second segment, so I got to get back on the social medias. I got a lot of tweets I need to catch up on, but you can reach us there or on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. Always to reach us. Also, download the app. You can go to ESPN975.com, Twitch. There's just a lot of ways to listen. Just listen.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, look, the Twitch feed is brought to you by Twin Peaks. So absolutely every chance you get, you can check out the Twitch feed and see us if that's something that you really want to do. But that's right. That we have a lot of guests in and out of here, so that's always a bonus there. So eats, drinks, scenic views. Always make sure you stop in Twin Peaks for your fantasy football drafts. I think all drafts are pretty much done as of this right before this weekend, right? So they had to be done by tomorrow or
I'm
today.
Not gonna lie, I'm kind of happy the drafts are over with, because you know how many people were asking me, what's that app you use for drafting? Bro, I can't tell you how many people reached out to me. I'm kind of pissed. I should have a sponsorship deal with them, as many apps as I got downloaded for them, because it's a lot.
Well, and
a lot
I got
of folks reached out, but worth it because it works.
Boy, did I get screwed. I got McKinnon from the Niners, and he's on IR. And then the rookie wide receiver from the Patriots, and he's on IR. And I'm going, boy, thank you very little.
Yeah, you did get screwed.
Yeah, so we got that going for us, which is nice. So evidently, with people kind of reacting to and hearing our last segment, I'm curious what the people think. And we have a lot of Cowboys that listen to, Cowboy fans that listen to. They're happy that Zeke is there. Crystal Collins, obviously the head of the Cowboys fan club here too, and she's already chimed in a few times. But I realize that they're happy Zeke is in the fold, and all the guys from Lyle Collins and all the different guys that they wrapped up. But where is your ceiling on Dak? I mean, are you going to sit there and say, I'm going to give him 34, 35? Or are you going to play hardball and go, I'm going to give you 27, and if you balk at it, this is where we're going to start playing hardball. I just don't know if, with the precedent that you've set with all these different contracts, that you can all of a sudden determine that Dak's the guy I'm going to play hardball with.
So when you look at contracts, like total contracts, or are you talking average? Which one are you talking?
I think per year is what everybody's basing it on, and then total guaranteed money.
Because right now, average salary, Russell Wilson's at 35, Roethlisberger's at 34, Rodgers and Goff are at $33.5 million. I don't put Dak in that class. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz is at 32, Matt Ryan at 30, Kirk Cousins at 28, Garoppolo, Stafford. So it starts to fall a little bit. But guys like Breeze are making 25.
And he's now doing that for the sake of the team.
Sure. And same thing with Brady making 23. That's mm-hmm. ridiculous. Right. Tom Brady should be the highest paid player in the NFL every year, no matter what. Of course, he's old now. But I'm putting Dak in the maybe 18 to 20 range. I'm not paying any more than that.
I think you have to be fair. I think you have to put him in around 27.
Do you think Dak Prescott is better than Phillip Rivers?
No, I don't.
So then why would you pay him more than Phillip Rivers?
Well, but kind of for the same. Well, I mean, first of all, his agent's going to tell you, because he's next man up and he's done nothing but win. And he's going to pull what I told you yesterday about the fact that, why do you think that Amari Cooper was better when he got to the Cowboys? Well, because Dak Prescott knew how to get him the ball. And for as much as Zeke is a big part of the offense, if you want that passing game to go, this is your guy, and he knows your system, and he knows how to get your guys and hit them when they're open. And so that's going to be the negotiation standpoint from Dak's standpoint. But again, I can't argue with you when we start talking about the fact that, from my perspective, based on how how long he's been in the league, what he's been able to do, aside from just the wins. And you said it yesterday, how many games he had with under 180 yards passing.
Not good.
And you're like, you know what? Man, I can't see paying him 34 or 35.
And again, like I said last segment, I give him a pass, no pun intended, because it's a run-oriented offense. So that's okay. I'm not expecting you to lead the league in passing yards or be top five. But when you're, if you want to justify salaries, I mean, like I said, Jared Goff, top two or three in passing. That offense, top two or three in passing and rushing, top five. So they were able to do it on both sides, running the ball and passing the ball. Cowboys just don't do that. But so you're not going to get paid like that if you're not producing like that. That's really the point for me.
Well, okay. Yeah, and I think that it'll be interesting. A lot of people are going to have different opinions, but I think we're both basically on the same page. I understand paying Zeke. And I understand paying Zeke because if you look at the numbers individually as just a running back, it's hard to argue he's not the best in the game.
Yeah.
But if I don't think that Dak is the best in the game, and I don't think he's one of the top five best in the game, and I don't think he's borderline top 10 best in the game, then I'm not paying him like that.
So before the break, we talked about Jared Goff and what was his previous contract. It was a four-year, roughly $28 million deal.
And when did it expire?
It would have expired in 2020.
So he was coming up at the end of next year.
Well, that's weird because, yeah, it shows his previous contract. 4 years, but they have one, two, three,
four. He would have been more next year.
Yeah, they have five on the books. I don't know what that is. They have a fifth year at $22 million. I guess if they would have franchised him.
Team options or?
No, it doesn't because it would normally list that, but basically, it was a four-year, $28 million deal, but it looks like a fifth year that doesn't show up as being an option because normally that an option on SpotTrack will be in red or whatever.
Right, right, right.
So just assume that it was either a four- or a five-year deal.
But again, they didn't have to take care of him yet.
No, they could have gotten through this year like they're going to do with Dak and Dallas and then do it.
And here's the other thing. The Rams didn't do the Cowboys any favors. Because they did what they did at that number, now Jerry's like, well, thank you very little because now he really is going to be pressed to give him more than he wants to.
Yeah.
So that's
so you don't think like if he has a good year this year and then next year they'd have to pay him a bigger contract?
Who?
Goff?
No, he had two under contract still. They could have waited and then just franchised him.
Right, so if they waited it, would he have made more money than if they locked him up this year?
Well, with the franchise tag on a 1 year deal, you'd be in the 32 to $35 million range.
Yeah, you got to look at what the average salaries are for the year, but
right.
Yeah, it would have been up there. But his market value was $30.6 million. That's according to SpotTrack. And so the contract he signs was a four-year, $134 million deal, 110 of it guaranteed.
Well, that was the big number.
Crazy.
Yeah, and that's why the clock is now ticking on the Rams. You were catching a deal at a bargain rate, like you said, at averaging, what, 7 a year on the first deal, didn't you say? Because it's 4 years and 28 mil.
Yeah, it was 428.
Yeah, so you're getting a bargain. It's like the Seahawks when they had Russell Wilson on his first contract.
Well, I mean, they overpaid a little bit, according to SpotTrack, because they had SpotTrack had him around the Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins statistical category range. Mm-hmm. So if your ceiling was Russell Wilson and Matt Ryan and your floor was Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, those guys make it between 25 and 35 mil. So he got 33. His market value was 30. So when you lock up, though, a franchise quarterback, you're probably paying a little bit of a premium.
Sure.
And the fact that they went 110 guaranteed, that's the big coup for Jared Goff. Not getting the $33 million. The fact that 110 million of the contract was guaranteed, that's the big win for him.
No doubt.
And for NFL players.
Oh, there's no doubt. Every NFL player is absolutely ecstatic today, no matter what position they play, because it just shows you across the board they love what Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys have done because it gives them every opportunity when their time is there and they are the next man up that they are going to get paid, and they're going to get paid top dollar. And that's what every player wants, regardless of what team you're on. I'm sure there were guys on every other team in the league going, heck yeah, we love to see what he's getting, because there's quarterbacks on every other team in the league that are going, my day's coming soon. Mm-hmm. You just all keep collecting that check.
Well, hey, if you gamble on teams, your day could be coming real soon with mybookie.ag. It's football season. It's football time in Houston. Huh? What? There's that song. But mybookie.ag is going to take care of you. It's the place to bet, win, and get paid. And I want you to enjoy your experience when you gamble. I want you to enjoy your experience when you bet on these teams. And mybookie.ag has the odds on every game. They have more prop bets than any other sports book out there. And absolutely nobody And I mean nobody pays you faster than mybookie.ag. You get your cash when you want it. And did you know that you can bet on games after kickoff? A lot of people don't know that, especially if you're newer to betting on sports. But absolutely, you parlay your picks to score a huge profit on a small wager. You can absolutely do that at mybookie.ag, all that and more. And don't play on some no-name sports book. You want to play with somebody that you can trust, somebody that's been around. And don't just take my word for it. I'm sorry, not JJ. We had a listener text in and say, dude, I just got $1,000 out of my bookie that I had won, and it was easy. So listeners will tell you, man, mybookie.ag is the place to place your wagers. And when you sign up right now, use promo code radio, and they'll match your first deposit up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 in free money. That's crazy, man. Go do it right now. MyBookie.ag. Use that promo code radio to get that exclusive double your money offer. It's MyBookie.ag. Promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, kicking around a lot of topics. We had talked about Zeke. We have talked about Jared Goff. That has been the topic we've been on most recently. And with that, I said, I want to hear what Cowboy fans think. Because I think at some point, you've got to shut it down in terms of how much money at how high of a rate you're giving it up. And we know that Zeke deserves to be, if not the highest paid running back in the conversation. Does Dak Prescott? And where is your number for Dak Prescott? And Barry and I and Nick have broken it down as best as we can. Chris wants to talk about the Cowboys. I'm interested to see what Chris has to say. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Listen to y'all every day. Appreciate the show. It helps me through the traffic.
Good to hear.
I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. Live in Houston, so I get it every day.
Yep.
But I'm so glad that Zeke made Jerry Jones eat his words. But as far as Dak, I mean, to me, I wouldn't pay Dak more than 20. Good quarterback, winning percentage. But I think Jerry Jones got something up his sleeve. I think he wants his grandson to play for him. What do y'all think about that? I hang up and listen.
So if you don't know, grandson is a pretty highly touted high school player in the Dallas area. He doesn't have that much time to wait. So if you're thinking someone's waiting in the wings, you know, if Andrew Luck comes back, he ain't coming to the Cowboys, because I heard that ridiculous rumor. If he comes back, there's a reason why Irsay handled everything the way he did, because the only way he's coming back is coming back as a Colt. I think if you think that, and Barry covered the names that might be out there next season, the only one that remotely made sense is if you think Jameis Winston is better than Dak Prescott, Jameis Winston's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, assuming the Buccaneers don't want to throw money at him. That might be an option for you. But overall, you can't wait on Jerry's grandson. He's going to go to college. He's got to play. There's just that's a pipe dream.
Yeah, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers, Teddy Bridgewater, Jameis Winston, Mariota, Chase Daniel, Case Keenum. That's kind of where that's about the best of the best that you're looking at.
And I mean, look, with everything else, we know that we've talked about, they have an all-world offensive line, and that's locked up. Their defense continues to get better and better with young, was it Van Der Esch and Smith, and the guys that they've locked up. They're an above-average defense. They've got the right skill position players. So it's just a matter of realizing that window is very, very small when you have the chance to not just be a good team or a division winner, Texans. You have a chance to win a Super Bowl. And if that's the case, then you better be damn sure you're making the right move with whatever you do with quarterback, because you don't have a few years if you fudge things up to go, oh, well, we're going to be okay because we got all these other guys that'll pick up the pieces. That position is too important.
Somebody said, what have the Cowboys done in the last 20 years that makes them think these guys deserve the big money? That was J. Ray 78. I mean, you have to look at it. You can't just say as a team,
right,
you guys haven't earned these contracts, because Ezekiel Elliott is one of the best running backs in the NFL, and you have to pay him like that.
As we said, if not the best right now, because Gurley's got the knee issues. You know, Saquon Barkley, yes, he's on the way up.
Sure.
But you can't dispute the stats that he's put up in his first 3 years.
No, you cannot.
So with that being said,
I saw a tweet because somebody tagged us on it, and it was when Max Kellerman said that Ezekiel Elliott isn't the best. It was Cornell Mathis, and he tagged us on what Max said. So here's Zeke since 2016. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. First in total touches, first in rush yards per game, first in scrimmage yards per game, second in rushing touchdowns, first in rushes for first downs, first in 10-plus yard rushes.
How do you argue with that?
You pay that guy the money he wants or that the market dictates that he gets if it's number one. The guy is a machine. I mean, this guy is
better than Le'Veon Bell. He's better than Todd Gurley.
This guy is one of the best in the NFL, hands down. Now, you're not going to see a stat line like that with Dak Prescott, and that's where I draw the line.
And you also make a very valid point, Barry, because of the fact that if we're talking about the Rams, if we're talking about the Jets, if we're talking about different teams, or even when Le'Veon Bell's with the Steelers, so that it's a more fair comparison, there are too many other aspects of the offense where they spread the ball around. In Dallas, they don't. They're bell cow. Their workhorse, their number one, he wears 21, and he totes the rock on a regular.
Yeah.
And then they pass the ball. So that also factors in why it was so important for Dallas to get this deal done and do it the way that they did, because they can't afford to be without him. Which in other situations where you spread the ball around, you have other weapons, you're not as concerned. If you lose him, you still have other weapons, and you can work it out. Here, if Zeke doesn't play, you go from a Super Bowl contender to probably a 500, a little better than 500 team.
Yeah, I don't know that Pollard is a guy that was going to be able to
produce. Not an every down guy.
No, he wasn't going to produce like Zeke.
Right.
Where the hell did it go? By the way, Nick, I sent you my list for Wayback Wednesday. And if this song by Tech N9ne called Caribou Lou sucks, blame JJ, because I needed a song and he texted in, you should play Caribou Lou. I was like, okay, that works, because I don't have time to look for it in the middle of the show. So I'm just saying, if my Tech N9ne song sucks, blame JJ. But people were talking about, you know, the Cowboys and Super Bowls and stuff like that. But then somebody asked about the Texans in the same vein, like because basically what Jerry Jones is saying is, we're all in with this team. Mm-hmm. We're riding with Dak, and we're riding with all these guys, and this is who we think we can win with. But somebody asked, well, if the Texans have mortgaged their future to get Tunsil, do they keep going and trade for Melvin Gordon? Here's the problem, and this has come up now every since the trade for Tunsil. You don't have anything to trade now.
That's the big
Your one yes. trade piece that you had,
two.
You sent to Seattle
two,
for nothing.
Think about it. Two. You had Clowney, and you had number ones.
I'm just saying the one, you can always trade future picks, I guess.
Well, but how much in the future? Because the report came out last night that the Chargers had one team interested in Melvin Gordon, and the Chargers set the asking price at either a one in this coming draft and a two the following year, or a two in this coming draft. I think it was either a five this year and a one the following year, or flip them. A one for the upcoming draft and then a five the following year. So it's a one and a five if you want to get in the Melvin Gordon sweepstakes. Texans gave up their number ones this year and the next year, and one of their number twos. They don't have the chips.
Well, it wouldn't have been great if they would have traded Clowney for a one or a five, and then, okay.
That's just peeing in the Cheerios at this point.
Yeah.
And spilled milk.
Pretty much.
Okay, Caleb wants to get in here on this Dak and Ezekiel thing before we get to break. Caleb, what's up? Caleb there?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yep.
I just wanted to get in, put my 2 cents in on this Dak and Ezekiel. I mean, y'all put in a lot of good points. I mean, Eli Manning and all the greats in football nowadays are in that 32 to 34 year range. But if it was me and I was Jerry Jones, I would have to give him at least 30 just to keep him on the line. I mean, he can go anywhere and play. And what he done with Ezekiel, I mean, that was a little bit overboard for me. I mean, he could have given him 87, offered him 87, not the full-blown 90. But he is a good running back, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, with Dak Prescott, I mean, you got to give him some money there.
Some, but not all. I think that's the point, mate. Kayla, appreciate the call. Look, the bottom line is that we're not saying you don't want to pay the guy. You just want to pay him within reason. You don't want to make him the highest paid quarterback in football. You have a look on your face that's always dangerous.
I just like that it's like, you don't give him 90. 87 maybe, but not 90. That's trust me, when you're talking the difference between 90 and 87, that much money, it ain't that much money.
You ain't nickel and diamond at this point. Then you are the Chargers.
If you would have said, you don't give him 90, give him 80, whether I agreed or disagreed, I can see that because that difference in money makes – but you don't give him 90, you give him 89 and a half.
When you see how quickly – salaries skyrocket.
Right. Caleb had some valid points.
Yeah, absolutely. When you see, that's why a lot of guys are trying to lock him up now because they know by the time that this contract expires, they're going to look like bargains in a lot of cases because the contracts are going to keep going up. The salaries are going to keep going up. And that's why when you started reading some of these names and what they're making, and you look at some of these names, you're like, oh, well, they signed their deal and it was a long-term deal. And at the time, it looked like it was fantastic.
Yep.
But as quickly as salaries change and escalate, man, you're getting a bargain at that point.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it all goes down because, like I said, there's two guys still to be signed by the Cowboys, and Jerry Jones was on like MSNBC this morning from the stock exchange talking about the $100 million that he's already paid out, and I was like, you ain't done yet.
No,
you got
you
two
done.
Guys that actually have done you a solid by being in camp this entire time, but now they're looking at the Zeke situation, going, maybe we should have held out too. Maybe we'd have got paid sooner. So, interesting things happening in Dallas, but they do expect Zeke to be in uniform. He's practicing today. He's expected to be in uniform when the Cowboys and the Giants take the field on Sunday.
Interesting about what you're saying because, you know, you're talking about having to take care of Dak and Amari. Remember, I think they gave up a first-round pick for Amari Cooper.
They did.
You're not letting him walk.
They absolutely did.
You didn't give up a one, and you're not going to take care of Amari Cooper. I'm telling you, Cowboys fan, get ready. Dak Prescott may not be your quarterback.
And if you're a Texans fan, think about what Barry just said. If you gave up a one, and you ain't letting him walk. That's why Laremy Tunsil is going to be the highest paid left tackle in football.
Ever.
And, oh, by the way, we're talking quarterbacks. Don't think Deshaun isn't watching all of this going, I want mine too. Where's mine coming? So it's going to be interesting in a lot of ways if you're a Texans fan as well as a Cowboys fan with what's about to shake down as we get into the regular season. So lots more football talk if you want to do it. Also, we can cover a lot of other things. We also talked about some Astros. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, join us. 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. You can call, text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Crystal, Age of Resistance. All episodes now streaming only on Netflix. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Thanks for being a suspect and taking us along wherever you are in Houston on this way back Wednesday. Hour two is you, Nick? Or hour
Correct.
Two is Barry?
Hour okay. two is me, hour three is Barry.
Way back Wednesday, songs pre-2009 from the eight teams that we felt would win each division in the NFL.
So, do you recall earlier we were talking about Max Kellerman, mm-hmm. and he was saying that Zeke wasn't even a top running back in the NFL, which is ludicrous. Mm-hmm. Did you also hear his point about track not being a real sport?
Yeah, he ticked off a lot of people.
I don't know who it was. I want to say it was my buddy Carter Bryant out of El Dorado, Arkansas. But somebody made the point on Facebook or Twitter or whatever that it's the dumbest take ever because literally track – and running is the purest of all sports. Mm-hmm. It's the thing where you take out, it's an individual versus another individual. There's no judgment. There's no grading. There's no judges. There's no, rule. Like it's, you start at the same point and you finish at the same point, and whoever finishes first is better, is superior.
The only way it's a team sport is relays.
Yeah, but I'm saying running, just sprint or a marathon, or it's literally the purest form of athletics where there's no pass interference or roughing the passer, or none of that comes into play to decide games or outcomes. It's literally on your mark, get set, go. You lost. Sorry, you suck. That guy's better. That's the most. This dude says some of the most asinine things.
But the more I hear him, the more I think he is aiming to be the next Skip Bayless.
I wonder, because I really respected Max Kellerman when he did boxing. When he was just boxing,
yep.
I really, and this was way back in the day when I'd watched guys like Zab Judah and Floyd Mayweather Jr. coming up the ranks. Mm-hmm. And Max Kellerman was not an unknown, or maybe a relative unknown. Or you had to be a boxing purist to know who Max Kellerman was at the time. And he was starting to make his way, and I really respected him. But now, I hope somebody's writing these takes for him, because he can't be this asinine.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. My best guess is you need a counterpoint for every point. So when you, especially when he and Stephen A. are in the studio, or whoever it may be on the other side of the table, you're always going to want someone that has a hot take going up against whatever. And sometimes you don't agree with it. The oldest school of thought in radio has always been, hey, look, off the air, you and I might both be staunchly in support of one side of an issue. But for the sake of dialogue on the radio, you take this side, I'll take that side. People can chime in on whatever side they're on. It creates dialogue. It gets the conversation going, and people take part in it. The only problem is now you're talking about TV as well as you're talking about TV and social media, and people are very savvy. And if they miss the segment, then it used to be if you miss it on radio or whatever, you're never going to catch up. Yeah. Now it has a shelf life of days. And when people start seeing it, they're like, are you? And then you get the actual people that the track and field experts that are going, did you seriously have this come out of your mouth?
Do you realize that one of the big things is who's the fastest man in the world? And it's always a track athlete. No one ever says, oh, Willie Gault's the fat. Well, he ran track. Never mind. Right. Oh, well, that kind of proves the point. No one's ever saying that this basketball player, football player, baseball player is the fastest man in the world. It's always based on track because it's the purest form. It's just stupid. And, you know, as far as having those points, counterpoints, when you and I do this show, we don't sit down and say, now, Joel, how do you feel about this? And then I'll just feel the opposite. Yes, that does happen in this business.
Sure.
You and I don't do that. If we agree on something, we agree. We both bring valid points to the table. Sometimes we agree on those points and then we just move on.
Right.
But if we disagree, then we disagree. But it's always from a point of what we believe.
But my point is, that's fine in doing what we do. But because they're doing it on TV and because they're doing it with millions of dollars on the line in terms of ratings and support and everything that they're talking about, they want more of the conflict. The whole show is based on screaming, yelling, and arguing between the two of them. And you wouldn't get half of that if they both agreed on the same topic.
Yeah, you would. You know what it's called? The sports reporters or whatever, where people would sit around and have a discussion.
You know the difference in sponsorship dollars between the sports reporters?
Yeah, but you don't have to have a fight every time and these outlandish, ridiculous statements that make you look like a dumbass.
I disagree with you, Barry. I'm telling you right now,
that's fine.
You're out of your damn mind. And I'm not going to take it because I'm telling you right now, that's what sells. If you look at what's going on, the only thing that they have that's worth selling on FS1 is any kind of show where it's nothing but arguments.
Yeah.
And you look at First Take and you look at, you know, Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless and whatever they call that show. The fact of the matter is these shows sell and they sell at a top dollar. And whether they actually off the air believe everything that they're saying or not, and we see tweet after tweet after tweet from Skip Bayless, and we always think, this guy is a complete dumbass. But guess what? He's a dumbass that's getting paid, and so is the network, and that's why they do it.
I hate that.
But that's exactly why I think they did it.
I hate that these guys get millions of bucks to just, I don't know. Just come on and tell me what you think.
Right.
I don't know. And I guess people do soak that up. I would be interested to see, and I'm just doing an impromptu listener poll here. Mm-hmm. I would be interested to see how many listeners actually look forward to First Take or shows like that, as opposed to Get Up. Get Up is more of a conversation.
Sure.
Not everyone on the panel on Get Up has to disagree. If everyone's in agreement, then they say it. They give their reason. Now, you don't want to have the same reason every time. So if you and I both agree that Ezekiel Elliott is the best running back in football, and we're not going to, you know, go against each other, then you might have a specific reason. I might have a specific reason. And maybe I'll say, well, he's the best running back in football, but it's not because of his skills, because of that offensive line. But you still got to run behind. You still got to find the hole. And you might be like, ah, but if you look at his skill set, you know, the way he finds the holes and the way he this, that, whatever, his you know, his quickness. But you can still have those conversations without it being fabricated.
Well, the perfect example, the Cowboys situation. We were talking about who – you made a great point about why they have to pay Amari Cooper and the fact that they gave up a one, so you got to pay him. We already both highlighted why you have to pay Zeke because of the fact that he is a dominant portion of the offense. But then we also highlighted this is why with Dak, and you look at the numbers, you look at the stats, you look at everything that lines up and go, it doesn't line up the same way as those other two guys with all the other variables you're putting into the pot.
Yeah. Somebody said PTI. Well, that's another good example of guys that don't argue. They just have a discussion. Mm-hmm. They have a discussion about sports. They're not trying to say crazy things. Now, they may have crazy viewpoints, but it doesn't feel contrived.
But I will tell you this, from just simply because you know how much the mighty dollar drives PTI everything that we do. They've been on a long time, but I would tell you this. I would think that because of the fact in the morning slot, and because of the way they do it, I would think that First Take makes a lot more money for the station than PTI.
I wonder if there's a breakdown, if we could see what is First Take's advertising revenue versus what is PTI's advertising
and even
revenue.
Whether it's – you could do it by what they bring
in. Time slot
too or
now.
You could do it – it's midday, though.
No.
It's closer. It's close to the lead. The good thing is it's the lead-in for sport, the early sports center.
Right.
But and it's only an hour, right? As opposed to – First Take, which is, what, 2 or 3 hours? So there's a bigger difference there as well. I think, yeah. So I would be interested in it as well. It's one, what are on the streets? What are they selling it for? And then two, how sold out are they?
Yeah.
Because I would bet that First Take brings in more money just from the personalities as well. People, the hot names that, and again, Max Kellerman has made himself instead of a boxing guy into a name like that. The hot names right now, Stephen A., Max Kellerman, they want to be involved in that. They know Wilbon, they know Kornheiser, but they're kind of the older guys that have been there, done that. So I'd be interested in those numbers, too.
Yeah, I'm going to try to see if I can find something.
Cool. All right, we're going to roll through hour number two. We've got a three-hour show, so there's plenty of time still to go. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. HRP, listen on call, text, hit us on Twitter, usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number two, the three-hour show. We're The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride. Wherever you may be in the city, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Way Back Wednesday. It is songs from the city, artists from the cities of who we think is going to win each division in the NFL. The song has to be pre-2009. The predictions are for this season. There, I've said it. Are you done? Did I do it better that time or worse?
Am I done? I mean, it was fair to Midland.
All right. Midland's in Texas, so we can carry on. Thank you.
Oh, that's a phrase.
Midland is in Texas.
Fair to Midland. Midland.
Really, I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
Are you being
is New England a city?
Are you being sarcastic?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Thank you. Carry on with your day.
So the impromptu poll that we did about do you like those shows, it looks like from the text line, a lot of people are saying no. They don't. There's a few that somebody said I like Shannon and Skip, but they do argue a lot. Somebody said they don't like Around the Horn because Woody Page is awful.
He is awful.
But he followed me on Twitter, so I like
Woody
Page.
Is Woody Page on the show?
Yeah.
He's like periodically on the show.
Woody Page is a national treasure, guys.
He's a contributor. He's not
really
like...
Yeah, he's like a contributor, right.
He's not really like a part of the show. I mean, I guess he technically is as many times as he frequented the show, but...
Well, he follows me on Twitter, so he's a national treasure.
That's you and Alyssa Milano are the two... People, right? Doesn't Alyssa
Milano
follow you?
No, you're missing one. Who's your boy, the comedian? George Wallace.
Oh, yeah, that's a big
Alyssa Milano. Piff the Dragon.
Nope.
You don't know who Piff is?
Nope.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
He's the dude that dresses up like a dragon and does magic and comedy.
Nope.
You've never seen it. Google Piff the Magic Dragon.
No, we had your boy on that does magic and comedy.
Robbie Bennett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He dressed like a dragon?
By the way, Mo just followed me on Twitter. Dude, Mo Hammer. I was like, oh.
He's been sick.
Thanks, Mo. Yeah, right?
He'll get back.
I'm, yeah. Woody Page, Follow Me, though, sealed the deal. National Treasure. But a lot of people are saying no. They don't like those shows. They don't appreciate them. They see them for what they are, which is just arguing and fake arguing. So.
And I think in the case, I think in both cases, you look at it, Skip's the guy that's just completely out in left field trying to get clickbait, like Max. And then Shannon's the kind of voice of reason.
Is he, though?
It's a different
Shannon
voice.
Said some dumb things before, too.
Skip, I don't know what you're talking about, Skip. I'm just trying to tell you the facts, Skip, and you're out there talking about people that think that they're not going to understand, Skip. I don't like it, Skip.
Not that we all haven't said ridiculous things before.
It happens.
But I think ours are never intentional. We're just dumbasses sometimes. We just say dumb things.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys do it intentionally. NASCAR Johnny texted. He said, Joel made my point. It's supply and demand. Tunsil is not a top five left tackle, but will be the highest paid left tackle because that is what the market dictates. Dak is not a top five QB, but will be paid like one, just like Watson will be paid the highest paid QB when it's his turn. So,
okay. And all fair points. Look, the bottom line is that the salaries aren't going down. They're going up. If you are a fan of a team that has a guy that's a better than average player in the upper echelon and he becomes a free agent, chances are you better be ready to open up the purse strings in a very big way because this is the going rate. And because of the precedent set by the Cowboys and by teams like the Rams that are wrapping up their guys with multiple years left on a deal, that's changed the entire landscape because before you everybody and their mother would say they don't have any leverage because they've got multiple years left on their contract. Now, because of the way these deals took shape and because of the actions the players took which got the leverage, you're going to see more of this, not less of this. It's not going away.
Yep. It's going to get worse.
I don't know if you guys saw this
or not either.
The market
will correct itself, but yeah, it's going to get worse.
Funny thing, Dirk Nowitzki was doing he was out of the country doing some appearances. So he flies in last night at the same time as Zeke was coming back from Cabo. And he tweets, came home from China to all these cameras at the airport. And I thought to myself, man, I still got it. Turns out they were all here for Zeke. And Zeke saw it and he put the crying laughing emojis on it. And it was pretty good stuff because, you know, funny. Dirk just retired. So,
yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, stuff. That's like when you see someone across the room and they wave at you and you're like, oh, hey, what's up? And then you realize that they're waving at somebody behind you. And you're like, oh, damn, now I look like a dumbass.
Especially if it's a hot chick.
Right? You're like, oh, me? Yeah, what's up,
I'm waving at my boyfriend standing behind you,
sir. You're like, oh, damn. Yeah, that's the worst. Or when you think someone's telling you, just like they give you the what's up, and you do the what's up, and then you look, and there's somebody next to you doing the what's up. It's not good.
No, it's a very awkward feeling. And yeah, it's never a good thing.
No.
So.
Enough sports.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hey, Barry, I mowed the yard the other day and have burn spots in the grass. How do I fix it?
Gotta let it grow back. Gotta water it.
Yeah. I don't know what caused it. Is it chinch bugs? Is it?
Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't know. It just depends.
Either your blades were too low on your mower and you hit the wrong spot.
No, that's not it. All this rain, it shouldn't be a water deficiency yet, but it might be chinch bugs or something like that because I think they've been bad this year.
What about if it's an undulation in the yard and the mower just the way it was set?
Just scalp it?
Yes.
That's possible. Just let it grow back.
I knew one of these days I'd get one right.
Throw some fertilizer in there. Put some compost on there. I don't know. I don't know what the hell caused it, so I wouldn't know. But, yeah.
You don't know, so you don't have an answer for the guys, basically, what you're saying?
Well, because I don't know what caused it. A burn spot could be anything. You put down too much fertilizer. That'll burn your yard. Chinch bugs will make your yard look like they're burned. It could just be drought related. It could be that a lot of people will mistake grub worms and the damage that they cause for your grass being burned. But that actually just looks like it melts away and then there's dirt left. So.
I feel like you're leaving your lawn fan hanging. You're not giving them any information.
Because I don't know what caused it. I would have to be there. I would have to know. You know what? You shut up, Nicholas.
Whoever texted that to Barry, take multiple pictures.
I hope all
and put them, send them to Twitter.
Listen, I hope your yard just
change it to St. Augusta, you dumbass.
St. Augusta,
whatever, Jesus. Or the Bermuda, whatever.
Bermuda, no.
Whatever.
Oh my God, you're literally the worst yard person in the history of yard people. And what's sad is you have a yard. I feel bad for your yard. If your yard was a kid, you're the neglecting dad that drinks and like beats his kids.
You're damn right. You know why? Because as long as I'm within order, that's all
that's
that matters.
That's all you care about is the HOA?
You ain't gonna get much. Yeah. Like if yellow grass was cool, I'd have yellow grass.
If yellow grass was cool, you're Miles Davis.
Nick's like that. I got your solution to the grass. I went to the hardware store, got some green paint, sprayed right over that burn spot. It was perfect.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You're welcome.
Got a patch.
You're welcome. That's why they go to me for lawn green. Talk.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Well,
please spray paint your grass. Well. I would love to see that. Please do it and send me a picture so I can see your dumb ass. And send me a picture of the letter you get for doing it as well. I will say this, though. You know, they're renovating the building.
Yeah, they put that fake
and
turf.
And they put the turf down? I
hit some five irons off of it last night. Ball's carrying really well. It's really nice.
Because at some point we're going to have a pool built, and I really need to get on the ball and do this. Like, I got to find a pool company. But the wife and I want to do like an area next to the pool with a fire pit. And we want to do those concrete squares with grass in between. Mm-hmm. And I always thought it was natural grass that you put in between there and you just keep it mowed and edged.
Right.
Come to find out, it's not. Everybody that's built those and does that, they use the fake turf like that we have here at the building. And now that I see it in person, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's nice. But now that means I really got to – it would be next to my real grass. I don't know if I could make my real grass look as nice as this turf grass. That's going to be difficult.
I'll tell you what's weird, though, too. A lot in my neighborhood, people are going to their whole yard being turf.
Oh, dude. I would love that.
I would love that, too.
Oh, my God.
You can't do it with dogs, though.
The backyard, people.
Oh, that's right.
I almost put in a putting green in the backyard when we built it. And I would have loved to have just
put wasn't gonna help.
Turf in the whole backyard.
Would you have putted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. If I have it.
Okay, Chance.
I also thought about putting in a half court in the backyard.
Well, that might have helped.
I still might do that.
That might have helped.
I still might do a half court and a putting green or whatever. But especially like if we're going to do this pool thing, it'll be a whole bad. You know what my favorite yards are, though? Like Arizona and Vegas.
Oh, the crushed rock?
It's just all rocks.
I love anything that you don't have to maintain. I'm all about
too.
It.
Me too. Guess what I don't have to water? Rock.
But see, you ask for stuff like this. Now you're getting a pool.
What?
What is that going to do for your water bill?
I mean, it's not going to be great. But what I'll probably do is, because you can drill a well on your property if it's more than 1 acre or 1.25 acres. And we have 1.3 acres. So we're just past the threshold. So what I'll probably do is pay the 10 grand, have a well dug on my property, and that's what I'll use to water the yard. And that's of zero cost to me.
Baller just going to play that 10 grand. Just out of pocket change.
I don't even know what a well looks like.
Think about this. A well?
Yeah, I haven't even seen one.
It's like, you know, like
Joel used to drink out of those back in the day.
And you keep throwing your pennies in it, hoping it's going to find you that right chick.
I was going to say, it's like what Timmy fell into on Lassie. And then Lassie had to go get Timmy's in the well? No.
Lassie was a retriever, right?
You think about it. If my August water bill, which I'm really nervous because I had to do a lot of water.
Me too.
If my August water bill is $800 to $1,000, I mean, all I got to do is five of those, and it's almost paid for itself because of the rest of the year as well. Trust me. I'll get that money back. No doubt.
I mean, the fact that your house is the size, you have your own zip code, you should put your own water department in.
Your house is bigger than mine.
No, it
isn't.
You can put your water department in there and just have it all controlled.
Don't let Big Baller Joel fool you.
He has a nice house. I haven't seen yours yet.
I know.
Well, you got to stay over there one night.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going
to You're more than welcome to spend the night.
Uh-huh.
With a girl?
No. Ain't bringing none of them nasty-ass hoochies back to my house. No.
That's 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to go, 60 minutes on the clock. When we come back, it's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.